Money, love, sex, and God are the four cornerstones of the human experience. What is your experience of God? And what is your present functioning reality around that subject? What is your functioning truth about God? Yes.
I have a real conflict with all of this. I deeply want to believe in God, and that God is in each one of us, and the way I do that functionally is by seeing the good as I possibly can in each person and having a sense of respect for them and a sense of integrity. And there's the other part of me that believes that the concept of God is just something that we've made up. For me, the fundamental question in life about all of this is, did God create people or did we create God? And so the other part of me thinks that the world is just so incredibly scary, and we all want to have a sense of control, that there's something that we can hold on to, and therefore we have created a concept called God in order to allow ourselves to feel okay in moments of pain. And so I go back and forth. I act as if I believe in God. And again, that takes the form of some sense of dignity for those around me.
Thank you. Listen carefully. In the beginning, there was nothing but all there is. And all there is all there was, and there was nothing else. And it was very good. And it was all there is. And there was nothing else. Yet all that is chose to know itself in its own experience. It yearned to know in its experience its magnificence and the wonder of being all that is. And yet all that is all there was. And so it could not know itself, because in the absence of that which you are not, that which you are is not. In the absence of that which was not God, that which was God was not. In the absence of over there, over here cannot exist. Absent that, this is not. But there was no that. There was only this. There was only God. And so God looked around outside of itself. This is an allegory now, a story. I'm putting the story of creation in story form. God looked around outside of itself to find that which God was not, and yet there was nothing that God was not, because God was all that is, and there was nothing else. And it was very good. And it was all there is. And finding nothing outside of itself, and yet still yearning to know itself, God turned within. Not a bad place to turn when we choose to know ourselves, to turn within. And so God turned within, and looking within, saw the billion, kajillion, gazillion different parts of itself and said, "Oh, there am I." And God, in that moment of joyous discovery, literally imploded. That is to say, God turned himself inside out for us. Blew himself up, if you please. And pushing itself out from the center of all things in 1,000 different directions at 1,000,000 different rates of speed, so that each tiny particle of itself could zing out from the center of itself, turn back and look at all the rest of itself and say, "Oh my God, how wondrous thou art." And equally so that all the rest of itself could turn back and look at the single particle and say, "Oh my God, how wondrous thou art." And by this device, this glorious creation of here and now, before and after, up and down, left and right, this and that, male and female, good and evil, God could experience itself in its own reality, in, as, and through all that is, in, as, and through you. You are God godding, God creating. And what are you creating? Well, if you're God creating, then you're God creating that which is. And if God is that which is, then you're God creating God. And so, yes. And yes. The answer to both questions is yes. God created all of us, and all of us created God. And all of this is happening in the eternal moment of now. There is no other moment. Time is a fiction. It's a creation. It's an illusion in which we have gleefully, willfully, and joyfully engaged that we might know ourselves more fully. Yet there is only one moment, and everything is happening in the instant moment, the holy moment of now. All that ever was, is now, and ever will be, world without end, is occurring in the instant moment of now. But we have taken this moment of now, and through the devices of our own perceptions, using perception as the holy tool of our creation, of our reality, have expanded the holy moment of now so that it looks like a whole pile of moments of now. Now you might say, oh, Neil, man, you're already going off the deep end now. I knew this guy was a real flake. Except, have you ever talked to anyone who has faced a moment of great danger in their life? Have you ever spoken to anyone who has confronted a moment of great fear or great joy or great ecstasy? And have you ever heard them say, it was as if time stood still? We're simply taking the eternal moment of now, the instant holy moment, and stretching it out like so much pie dough with the roller of our life. And then, having stretched the one moment, having stretched that pile of dough paper thin, we've decided to call this over here and this over there. And we've decided to call the time that it takes us to get from here to there a month, a week, or a year. And in truth, this and there, when we take it back and put it back together again, are the same place. There's only one place, and there's only one time, and that's right here, right now. Yet, the wonder of who we are is that we have not only been given, but we have used the tools of perception, mechanized in time and space, as devices with which to create the reality of self, which we select. Your life, then, is a great deal more than simply a journey from birth to death. It is the miracle of God expressing, creating, and recreating itself anew in the eternal moment of now. And who is God? In truth, we don't know, because we haven't decided yet. I mean, we will know in the next moment who God is. Oh, there it went. Too bad. Too late. Well, maybe we'll know in the next... Too fast. There it went. See, it's right now. Therefore, if your concept of God, or if you choose and are more comfortable with it, your concept of life, or, if that's too big a concept for you, if your idea about yourself, either one of the three. If your concept of God, life, or yourself is something not to your liking, change your mind about it, and then demonstrate through yourself your new thought. And you will move into that new reality, which is why this is called the New Thought Movement. God is all that is. All that ever was and all that ever will be, world without end. God is all that is. And unless you stand outside of all that is, then God is of necessity you and everything else that is. And I will tell you that the largest problems confronted by the human race have been placed there out of the insistence of believing in a God who is separate. Because the belief in a God who is separate is what has allowed us to believe that we are separate. Yet if we believe and know that God is not separate from us, is more than simply that which we are reflecting, but that which we are, then we will have to stop treating each other the way we're treating each other. Because as long as we say we are merely a reflection of God, then we are at leave to say, I'm a better reflection than you. You're not reflecting God as well as I am. You're a more imperfect mirror. Therefore, I'm going to shoot you. But such an action would be inconceivable to a being who held that I am God and so are you. Because there's no room for declaring that you are a less perfect reflection. You are God. And so I can't shoot you if you are acting as if you are less than God. All I can then do if I respect the God in me and the God in you is to see what I can do to draw out more of the God in you. The energy which is God and which is you is energy which may be used and functionalized in a practical way in everyday life. It is energy which is imminently predictable and completely usable. And God wants us to use it. Use God. And so here's how we use God. We become friends with God. I'm going to write a book next year, and it's called Friendship with God. And we say to this friend of ours, I call forth from you through me the following experience or reality. And then we name it, and we declare it. And we announce it to be so. And here's the tricky part. We step outside of the realm of expectation. We expect nothing and accept everything exactly as it is made manifest. Knowing that we are co-creating together with a zillion, kabillion other gods of equal power. And that the united will of all of us is what is being done. We accept with gratitude the combined result, and we see the eternal blessing in the co-creation. We judge nothing, and we condemn nothing, and we damn nothing, just as God will never damn you. Neither will you damn any other aspect or part of God. Therefore, whatever you would choose to experience in your life, be it, cause another to be it, to the extent and to the degree that you can, and live it, and it will be so. And call it forth openly and with joy. And those moments of pure creation are available to all of us. In fact, we are all of us living in those moments, in every single moment of what we call now. And we are using three devices of creation that assist us in this process. The tools of creation, and there are three, are thought, word, and deed. As you think, and as you speak, and as you do, so will it be done unto you. Now, most of us are thinking one thing and saying another. Or perhaps saying one thing and doing another. Or perhaps thinking one thing and doing another and saying neither. Or some combination thereof. Because for most of us, if your experience is even a little like mine, it has not been easy to get all three aspects of our being together. We are three-part beings, body, mind, and spirit. And it has not been easy for us to experience ourselves in this way, given that we have fallen into forgetfulness of who we really are. Now we are trying to remember, that is to say, become members once again of the same body of God. And so, the way to use God is to use the tools that God gave you. Your thoughts, your words, and your deeds must be reflections of the highest reality you would choose to experience. When all three of those are together, when we've got it all together, it will shock you how quickly your desired reality will be made manifest in your experience. And the window between your first choice about a thing and your experiencing of it will close. The gap will start to close. It's only you who are delaying the process. So get out of the way. Get out of the way. And may I close with this. The grandest tool is knowingness. What you know is what is so. So leave here in knowingness. Know the truth, and the truth shall set you free.
I honor thee. I honor thee, namaste.